Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, no matter how good you think you are when it comes to texting, you're probably doing something that's getting on somebody else's nerves.
Really?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this one before. Texting on a date, 94% of people say it's rude.
Probably so. Unless you like, excuse me, I have to do this, and you explain why, and it's a reasonable reason.
That means 6% are okay with you texting on a date?
I think, honestly, I went out with a girl once, she texted, it didn't bother me, but then she kept on, and I was like, okay, obviously, I'm not the person of interest here.
All right, how many of these do you find rude? Texting during a movie.
Very rude.
87% of people say that's rude.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's distracting for the other people.
Even the screen glowing, light that's shining up from your head.
Now, I will say, if you're in dark mode and you keep it down in your lap, it probably won't bother me. But if you're doing it and it's on the bright white screen, that's distracting.
Well, I told you I was at a cafe and then some at a show, and a friend of mine is in front of me. I have to look past her to look at the stage. And she's on Facebook just scrolling.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, we're at a show. Put it down.
That's an addiction.
All right, so they found that these were some of the rude things people do while texting. Texting while you're out to dinner with other people. So let's say you got a big group of people, and you're the one at the table texting somebody else.
I think a big group maybe gives you a little cover if you're not doing it constantly.
76% of people say that's rude. All right, here's where it kind of gets interesting. Just replying to a text with a lowercase k.
I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
You at least have to put the O in front of
it. Yeah, at least. You know, how lazy are you? 65% of people think that is rude.
My wife and I do that all the time. Well, they pick up something at the store for me, k.
Well, if you're in a relationship, I think it's all right. Just sending one-word responses, 33% of people feel like that is rude.
That means most people don't.
Yeah, you got to throw a little exclamation point so it seems a little nicer.
All right, intentionally waiting to respond to a text. People say, 31% say that's rude.
So 69% are cool with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but some people feel like that's still rude.
But how would you know that someone is waiting?
Yeah.
Because you're not there with them.
Well, I know some apps, you can that they've read it.
Oh, I take all that off.
See, I don't have that
online.
Oh,
do you really?
Yeah.
You don't have little dots right there to say you're texting that person back while they're waiting to see? Okay, how long is it going to take them to text me back?
Well, the dots, yeah, but the read receipts, I take that off every app that I can.
Okay. Texting someone who's in the room. Tom, I know you do that.
We do that, but usually, I mean, that'll just be at the dinner table. But whenever we do it in the house, it's usually because someone's on a different floor than the other one.
I don't want to walk up those stairs. All right. Using a lot of emojis, 11% of people said that is unacceptable or they don't like that.
I like emojis.
Yeah. I do, too. It kind of flavors up, spices up your text a little bit.
You ever try to send a text in only emojis and have them figure it out?
Now, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's like that's trying to figure out one of those personalized license plates. Yeah. I don't like it. You got to follow people around till you get it figured out. And take a picture of it nowadays. And then finally, texting long paragraphs. That is rude, according to a lot of people.
How many?
27%.
Okay, so it's still a minority.
Yeah, but still, a long paragraph, that's a lot of homework right there.
How about the ones that'll text you, and before you can respond, they've already texted you about five more times?
Yeah,
and you even
that's not on
the
list.
First question.
Mind your own business.
Tom did not make the list when it comes to that.
Oh.
That was just the top things that people mention.
But then you respond into the last question, and they've already asked you three more.
And I know.
And you feel like you just have to make that long text answering every question.
Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to write mine, so that distracts me, you know. I'm sitting there, okay, and then I got to go back up and read that.
What takes you so long to write back?
It's the alphabet.
Oh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Something that drives all of us crazy, I think most people anyway, and it's something that will get me to just quit on something, is waiting too long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at Disney World, they've tricked you with the lines. It looks like you're almost there, and then you turn the corner, and you're like, oh, my God, we've got another equal amount of time to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor's offices, they try to give you those magazines. Now our phones amuse us while we're waiting.
Sure.
But it turns out that waiting, as annoying as it is actually good for you.
Well, explain that.
Okay. Well, there's actually some good logic behind this. They say that waiting helps improve your self-control. It's actually exercising your patience. So being able to regulate your emotions and not get annoyed will help you in the long run. Also, waiting before you respond to an email or make a purchase can be a big game changer.
That's true.
People tend to react impulsively. This intentional waiting before you make a big decision could make the difference in you sending an email you regret or making a purchase that you regret.
Yeah, because at work, when they ask us to sign up for something, if you wait long enough, all the slots will get filled up and you won't have to do it at all.
Great point, Kato.
Yeah.
Waiting is good for you there. Waiting, they say, can also be fun if you savor it. Now, that one was a little harder for me to buy, but they say, how many times has the excitement and countdown for your trip been better than the actual trip itself?
Okay, or Christmas. Think about that. The anticipation, the buildup. You're waiting for Santa Claus to come.
The only time waiting is fun is if I'm in TJ Maxx, Home Goods, Marshall's, because the whole aisle is just full of stuff to play in.
Yeah,
so
and buy.
I don't mind waiting there.
So you can make some impulse purchases on the way out.
I'm pretty good at it.
I see their point about this with a trip. I mean, that's something my wife and I have learned, that a lot of times we'll schedule a trip, sometimes as far as 2 years out, so we can save up for it, a big trip, right? And it's something that you look forward to during that whole time. And it's exciting to look forward to it as it gets closer and you're like, oh, we're only, 6 months away. We're going to wherever. And it does build up the excitement.
I enjoy doing the research. Like if I'm going to an island in the Caribbean, I'm pulling up what kind of events are going on. Where do we want to go? What bars do we want to check out?
But society's working against us because we are a now society. We want our information, anything now. We want that. You go through the drive-thru. You want that coffee or sandwich now.
Well, it's of course you do. You're hungry now.
It's all about time. And time is precious. You can't get that back. So waiting, it's like society's going against us. Is it all of us?
Okay.
You don't think that?
I think the drive-thru is a really weird example,
okay.
I would think Amazon's a good example, where we went from having it in like a couple of weeks, then all of a sudden it was like we want it in 2 days or less, and now you got same-day delivery in some cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or you want to know how much Ryan Gosling makes a year. And you're like, I got to find out that information right now. So you get your Google out and you Google everything. All the information that we need to know, we get it in a second.
People talk about their search history being embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of mine because of the dumb things that I
ask. Yeah, me too.
I like Ryan Gosling's salary.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you wouldn't have waited for that before. You just would have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have cared back then.
Exactly.
To be fair, I forget even now because I'll open my phone to get Google and then I'm like, oh, I got a notification. And then before I forget, I'm like, wait. I opened this for a reason.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But they say that by waiting, you actually build up your patience. It makes you stronger. It can be fun in the right circumstances, and it can protect you from making mistakes by giving it some thought.
But waiting for the workday to end is not fun.
This stuff helps you do that better.
Does it?
It's supposed to.
Yeah, but when you are waiting, they're looking at the clock. You know, when that whistle blows, it's happy time again.
So what you need to do, Kato, is start counting down
till
work's over, and then that will build up the excitement for you.
Kind of like, at the New Year's Eve party, that big ball dropped,
Oh, I got to figure out how many seconds I have till the show's over.
Until this conversation's over.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I have the things that women never want to hear and what they are actually thinking when you say it. All right, so See if you can identify with any of these. Fellas are going to try to educate you this morning. For example, here we go. After you order a salad, are you watching your weight?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're coming in heavy with this.
I mean, I'm not stupid enough to ever say that. It's just like when you see someone that you think is maybe pregnant, unless you see the baby emerging, you don't guess on that.
And, you know, just because they're eating salad doesn't mean they're trying to lose weight, because sometimes calories can have, I mean, a salad can have more calories than a burger.
It depends on the ranch dressing, right?
It depends on the dressing. And once you get that fried chicken on top of that salad.
Along the same lines, they say things that women never want to hear and what they're actually thinking. Have you been working out? And then she's thinking, I assume this means I looked out of shape the last time you saw me.
I disagree with that one, because you'll get yelled at for not noticing if you don't notice.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like saying if she came home with a new hairstyle and you are afraid to say, did you get a new hairstyle? Because she might be like, oh, what, you didn't like my old hairstyle?
Well, they say that when you changed your hair. If a guy says that, the translation is, I see you got a haircut, but I don't like it enough to say that I like your new haircut. They're just saying, oh, you changed your hair. It's not a compliment. Like, you know what? I love your new hairstyle.
Yeah. My wife came in on Friday, and I said, hey, your hair looks really good, which I thought was a pretty safe thing.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I got it done today. I'm like, I can tell it looks really good. And that way, I was like, it could have just been a good hair day. Either way, I was covered.
In your head, you're like, yes.
Okay, that outfit's different.
Yeah.
Basically, she's saying, I realize my fashion sense might be beyond your comprehension, but if you're going to comment on how I look, why don't you compliment me and not just call out my outfit?
I'm going to be honest. What he was thinking about saying was a lot worse, so you should take that as a win. Because
mm-hmm.
When he says that outfit's different, what he really means is that looks terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. And here's one for you. Are you feeling okay? That's something you're not supposed to say to a woman. Or you look tired. Because she's saying, feeling slightly worse now that you told me I look tired. And it's, I'm not 21 years old anymore.
Or are you anemic?
Oh, wow. That's
looking at someone specifically here.
Who?
You.
When she first got here.
What?
Yeah.
Not even today. It was the day where I forgot to do my eyebrows because I was running late. And I came in and you were like, I didn't know you were anemic. Like, I didn't know either, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't think I said that. I would never say anemic.
Okay. You call her Professor Snapes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That was because she dyed her hair black.
Yeah.
The wrong color.
That's exactly what I said.
And then finally, things women never want to hear. Why aren't you smiling? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are so consumed with if I smile or not.
Well,
like, I'm thinking about things, and sometimes that takes a lot.
The woman's thinking, am I supposed to smile all the time?
Yeah.
No, he's thinking you smile more than you are, which is apparently she's in a bad mood.
But not necessarily. Like, I remember one time I was walking in the grocery store, and this person goes, smile, it could be worse. And I'm like, I was trying to get my grocery list in my head. Now I forgot what I needed.
Yeah. That's your resting biscuit face.
And that's what I needed. We're more biscuits.
Well, just a few things you never say to a woman. And our buddy Tim Hawkins has a song about this. It's called The Wife Song. Listen up.
Hey, honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. I planned a hunting trip next week on your birthday. I didn't ask you, but I knew it'd be okay. Go make some dinner while I watch this fishing show. I taped it over our old wedding video. If you're a man who done that, a long and happy life, these are the things you do to your wife. Your cooking is okay, but not like mother makes. The diamond in the ring I bought you is a fake. Your eyes look puffy, dear. Are you feeling ill? Happy anniversary, I bought you a treadmill. You're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, that too. These are the things you don't say to me. You're a man who doesn't want to get killed with a knife. These are the things you don't say to me.
That's our friend Tim Hawkins. It's the wife song here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've never been much of a runner. If someone chases me, I'm probably just going to let them beat me up.
Yeah.
That way they can beat me up and I won't be tired at least. I mean, there's no sense in being tired and beaten up. I'd just rather take the beating.
Yeah. You don't know. So you're talking about exercise, running?
I'm talking about any running.
Oh, okay.
There's running for any reason, whether you're running from someone, whether you're running. I had a friend in high school who tried to get me to join cross country with him, Sean Tucker. And he was like, come and run with cross country. And I ran one time with him, and I basically halfway just ran home, and I was like, I will never do that again.
Yeah.
And back then, I said, only way I would run is if someone's chasing me, and now I won't even do that.
Has anybody ever actually ran across the country? I mean, that's horribly
named. Forrest Gump. Didn't you see the movie?
Well, I kept running and running.
I'm sure someone has. That sounds like something someone has to have done.
I'm just saying, why do they call it cross country?
Oh,
well, because they're not running across the country.
They kind of are.
County.
Because it feels like it.
It's a long run.
Yeah, that's why.
They run like 3 miles or something?
My brother was in track, and he was always winning all these awards and stuff, so I wanted to be like my brother. I got in track, and mine was a cross country, the long distance running, and I was always last place. It was embarrassing.
Why did you do that?
I only did it for maybe 3 or so weeks.
I was going to say, once you're finishing last, I'm like, you either have two choices to make. Like, you can be that hero story of the guy that worked his way up to the front, or you should quit.
It was not my gift to the world. So I moved on. It was kind of like band. I was the last seat in band, too.
Oh, and you'll eventually find your
I'll find
place.
Something, yeah.
He hasn't yet.
Still working on it.
But now I will say, if I had had this opportunity when I was younger, I might would have given it a try. There is a marathon in Denver. It is called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. Yes, not a 5K, a 50K. It's 31 miles long.
You're driving though, right?
No.
Oh.
And if that's not enough, you have to stop at 10 Taco Bells along the way and eat.
Well, I better wear a diaper.
There's no vomiting. That'll immediately disqualify you. Drinks do not count as a meal. You have to order an item of food at each Taco Bell and eat it.
You know what I was picturing is, you know how they have the water cups and the stands and the, you know, person's running, he grabs that cup of water. They're just going to have tacos out there.
Or burritos.
And the person's just going to grab it and run.
And they're hard enough to eat when you're not running.
That's true.
They're messy. How are you going to do this?
And they even say you have to have it by the fourth stop. You have to have at least done a Chalupa Supreme or a Crunchwrap Supreme. Oh, so you can't just order like little dollar menu items. They're making you order real menu items.
Are you having to go through the drive-thru or in line? Not lucky if they pull forward.
That's a good question.
You gotta just jog in place until they bring your order out.
So one of the stipulations is you cannot throw up.
You cannot throw up. If you're caught throwing up, you'll be disqualified.
That's tough.
It's in its 8th year.
Wow.
And they haven't announced a winner yet for this Saturday's race. But they say they were expecting 600 participants. And that's which is a lot of people to do this. Mm-hmm. And they say that you have to keep receipts for all of your stops and you have to show that you stopped at all the places.
So I'm assuming you pay to run and then you have to pay and you can't get a dollar menu thing. You got to get something off the regular menu.
It's a commitment.
Well, and also, who were the officials to make sure you are running and not driving? You know, it's like you got to put them up.
They have officials for this stuff.
Imagine being the vomit official. Nope. You threw up. I can smell it. You're out of here.
I think they can see.
They actually, I think they have, you're supposed to like wear a camera, one of those selfie cameras.
Oh, the GoPro.
So what if you throw up in your mouth and then swallow?
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, as long as it stays in you. Now, the interesting thing is Taco Bell is not affiliated with this race at all.
Wow.
Their legal department wants nothing to do with it.
I can see why.
It is organized by independent organizers who do it just for the fun and the insanity of it.
Well, you think about, I mean, that'd be great for any fast food. Like, get a big old greasy burger, and you like eating one, and then jogging 10 miles, eating another one.
The first one will be great. The second one, you might be built up another hunger. But by that sixth or seventh stop, you got to be hating life.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be hating every next stop at the restaurant.
I mean, 30 miles, if I GPS something and it's that far, I barely want to drive
there. I know, right? I have a friend who apparently does the Swamp Rabbit Trail on his bicycle, and I looked it up. It's 28 miles.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I used to ride my bike. When I was healthy, I would ride it 12 miles. It took me an hour, so I was averaging 12 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's going to take like 2 or 3 hours for him to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't know if that's both ways or what, but that's crazy talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are running it while eating Taco Bell. If I eat Taco Bell at the start of a driving trip, I got to plan ahead where I'm going to stop for the restroom before I get to there. And that's driving.
That's why they call it the Taco Bell Run.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, apparently you don't have to pay this bill even into your 40s. Apparently.
Wow, what is it?
Well, it's your cell phone plan, Tom.
Huh?
Yeah. You really start feeling like an adult when you have to pay your own bills, right? But there's a new poll found that there's one bill you might not be paying yet, even if you're in your 40s. That's your cell phone plan. This is the results, they said. They asked parents about their cell phone plans across the United States. 21% of adults under 30 say their parents still pay their bill. Okay.
There's a reason for that, though.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because the way they set up those family plans,
true,
you just get used to paying it. It doesn't cost that much more.
But you'd think the kid would pay the parent back.
Yeah.
Because I have friends that do this. They have like five family members, but they send the person the money to pay for their bill.
Yeah. So it's very interesting.
I'm surprised they haven't cracked down on that.
Yeah,
you know, right? Netflix stopped the password sharing.
Yep.
I'm waiting on the cell phone companies to be like, we're losing money here.
True, but I mean, they're the ones that created the family plan. And it does make sense for when your kids are teens.
8% of people between 30 and 45 actually have their parents pay their bill for them.
I had a friend who was paying for his daughter's bill, and she got married, and he finally was like, okay, you get your own plan now because you're married.
So what is the oldest acceptable age for someone to still be on their parents' plan? 1 in 4 people think you should be paying your own phone bill by the time you turn 18.
I was going to say an adult.
I think maybe college, after college.
27% said sometime between 18 and 25.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then they say, but 32% think even older than that is okay.
Well, you know, they have that rule now where you can be on your parents' insurance through 26.
Yes.
So that might be a logical cutoff, too. But ultimately, it certainly applies to whatever you choose as a family.
Man, I remember that being just as sad as my dad giving me away. He's like, and you're off our family plan now. I'm like, but Daddy, why?
What did I do?
I'm just a teen.
And I do think it makes a difference if they're a boy or a girl, too. Like, my son, I'll be like, you're 18, you need to start thinking about how you're going to pay this plan. But my daughter, I'm like, you're not married yet, I'll still pay your plan.
That's not fair.
Why not? That's the way it works with daughters.
No.
It does for dads with daughters.
Aww. Okay.
We love our daughters.
What's so funny, though, is like, you'll pay their bill, you know, up until a certain age. And then when they get really super old, like my mom's back on my plan now.
Does she pay you?
They get so old, it's like, okay, we're going to do the family plan. My mom, you know, she's in her 70s now. She's going to get back on the cell phone plan.
But does she pay you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see that. We do that with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
We went to get a new plan, and so they were like, you know, if you sign up your in-laws, it'll be cheaper than them doing their own plan.
Yeah.
So they pay us every month.
Now, when mom starts to act irresponsible with her cell phone,
I take it
away. Yeah. I'm like, mom, give me that phone.
Go to you. But too many scams this month.
Way too many.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.